dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has just indicated he could lower tariffs on China.
But we're dealing with a lot of countries right now, and could be with China, but maybe we'll make a special, you know, a deal. And we'll see what it will be. Right now, it's 145%. That's very high.
The president had a visit this week from the CEOs of Walmart and Target, as Nancy Cordes reports.
They delivered a pretty blunt warning. They said that his enormous tariffs on Chinese goods could lead in a matter of weeks to empty store shelves.
A toy company that imports products from China has filed a lawsuit seeking to halt the tariffs, as Scott McFarlane reports.
The civil lawsuit filed here in Washington, D.C. is from Learning Resources, Inc., an Illinois-based toy company, which argues a judge should halt the president's tariffs, saying they were issued by executive fiat and are unlawful, a misuse of emergency powers. It also says the tariffs won't be paid by foreign governments, but by American businesses and consumers.
Stocks recovered a bit today after Trump backed away from his tough talk on tariffs. Trader Ted Weisberg.
It's a very tricky time for investors. Primarily because of all the unknowns, most of which surround tariffs.
The Dow is up 400 points. The White House is losing patience in its attempts to end the war in Ukraine, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president's frustrated. His patience is running very thin. He wants to do what's right for the world. He wants to see peace. He wants to see the killing stopped. But you need both sides of the war willing to do that.
The administration is reportedly suggesting it would recognize Russia's occupation of Crimea. Trump blasted Ukraine's president for rejecting that. Now President Zelensky has posted a Trump administration declaration from 2018, which rejected Russia's annexation. Longtime Senator Dick Durbin says he won't be seeking re-election next year. He has served more than four decades.
It's time to pass the torch. And although I won't seek re-election, I'll continue to fight every single day for the Illinoisans who gave a kid from East St. Louis a chance to serve.
Barack Obama says he wouldn't have been a senator or president without Durbin's support. A fast-moving wildfire in southern New Jersey is expected to continue growing.
We've got approximately 100 firefighters on the fire line today, and they're out there working really hard.
Thousands of people evacuated earlier have been allowed to return to their homes. The Vatican says it could extend the viewing for Pope Francis, which was to last just 3 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's William Shakespeare's special day.
Oh, that is too solid flesh for wouldn't have.
This would have been Shakespeare's 461st birthday. In his honor, Sotheby's has just announced the sale of the first four editions of his collected works.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
It'll be the first time since 1989 that a set of the first, second, third, and fourth folios are offered at auction as a single lot. It's expected to sell for up to $6 million on May 23rd. By the way, today is also the anniversary of Shakespeare's death in 1616. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. It sounds like something out of a spy thriller. Germany says it's monitoring Russia's latest sabotage tactics, which include using disposable agents to plant explosives on cargo planes. Two parcels reportedly exploded at DHL centers last summer. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds overall than sunshine for tomorrow, highs only into the low 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms around for Friday, highs mid-50s. Some sun back for Saturday, currently at 62 degrees.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
Then come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't lie, now you shouldn't lie.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
took the T-Bird away.
Fun,
fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, just after 6. Hey, Chris Morrow back on the air ahead of Brewer baseball tonight, starting at 8:10 with pregame show. Brewers' big win last night. Keep those winning ways going tonight. Again, 8:10, the pregame, here on WRJN.
Royal Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we get through midweek Wednesday together. Well, tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 o'clock news, Kurt Volman's back with another 5 o'clock class reunion. We'll tell you what year and what stories to look forward to in just a few minutes here on WRJN.
Though you hold
long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Four Tops and Chris Morrow here Wednesday night. Well, tomorrow afternoon, Kurt Vollmann will not be on for most of the day. We've got Brewer Baseball doing a day game from San Francisco tomorrow. But he's back on Friday with the 5 o'clock class reunion just after the 5 o'clock news. Each afternoon, he features three songs from the same year. Could be the class that you graduated with. Listen for Friday afternoon in 1966. He recaps some of the big news stories, memories, and some of the social fads too, every afternoon when there's not baseball. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Keep away from a runner out to a pit. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. She's the moral and a story from that guy who knows. Away from a run around sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now?
Whoa. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, Dion's Runaround Sue, and Chris Morrow. Glad you're here. Midweek Wednesday, just a few more days till the weekend. We'll hang in there. The McCoys now.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Time, the chairman of the board on WRJN for 98 years, your home for local news, timeless hits, and now we are back with Racine Raiders football. Just a week from Saturday, May 3rd, we opened the season at Horlick Field with our first live broadcast in over 10 years. Yeah, they're back on WRJN. They're home where they should be, and you will have a chance to have you win some tickets for the home opener and other games all next week with the Don Rosen Morning Show. Details coming up on that. But be ready to join Don Wadowitz doing the play-by-play Saturday night starting just after 6 on WRJN.
Inside, but when you come back down, girl, still.
me give you an earworm that will bother you for months to come every time you hear that song. It's not A Bad Moon Rising. It's There's a Bathroom on the Right that will be stuck in your head. I promise you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
so I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. A little over an hour and 20 minutes away from the kickoff of the Brewer pregame show tonight, about 8:10 from San Francisco. Brewers try to make it two in a row over the Giants. Home run, in fact, a grand slam from Christian Yelich last night. Good to see him swinging the bat much better. Again, the game starts at about 8:45. Late night baseball here on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Yeah.
98 years, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. On these up and down April days, the roller coaster of weather, sometimes I sit back, close my eyes, and just do a little California dreaming.
All the leaves are fine.
And timeless hits, we've got them for you here on WRJN. CBS News 2 coming up at 7 o'clock. And following that, another hour of timeless hits ahead of Brewer Baseball tonight. I've got Chad and Jeremy on the playlist, the Righteous Brothers, and Petula Clark, all coming up after the 7 o'clock news. Now, though, it's canned heat. Get canned soda, canned beer, canned beans. Might as well have some canned heat, too. Going up the country. Thank you.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has just indicated he could lower tariffs on China.
But we're dealing with a lot of countries right now, and could be with China, but maybe we'll make a special, you know, a deal. and we'll see what it will be. Right now, it's 145%. That's very high.
The president had a visit this week from the CEOs of Walmart and Target, as Nancy Cordes reports.
They delivered a pretty blunt warning. They said that his enormous tariffs on Chinese goods could lead in a matter of weeks to empty store shelves.
A toy company that imports products from China has filed a lawsuit seeking to halt the tariffs, as Scott McFarlane reports.
The civil lawsuit filed here in Washington, D.C. is from Learning Resources, Inc., an Illinois-based toy company, which argues a judge should halt the president's tariffs, saying they were issued by executive fiat and are unlawfully misuse of emergency powers. It also says the tariffs won't be paid by foreign governments, but by American businesses and consumers.
Stocks recovered a bit today after Trump backed away from his tough talk on tariffs. Trader Ted Weisberg.
It's a very tricky time for investors, primarily because of all the unknowns, most of which surround tariffs.
The Dow is up 400 points. The White House is losing patience in its attempts to end the war in Ukraine, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president's frustrated. His patience is running very thin. He wants to do what's right for the world. He wants to see peace. He wants to see the killing stopped. But you need both sides of the war willing to do that.
The administration is reportedly suggesting it would recognize Russia's occupation of Crimea. Trump blasted Ukraine's president for rejecting that. Now President Zelensky has posted a Trump administration declaration from 2018, which rejected Russia's annexation.